Another cup of Maxwell House coffee, George?
Sure, pour me a cup, Gracie.
You know, Maxwell House is always good to the last drop.
And that drop's good, too.
Yes, it's Maxwell House Coffee Time, starring George Burns and Gracie Allen. With our special guest tonight, Gene Kelly, yours truly, Toby Reed, Bea Benaderet, Harry Lubin and the Maxwell House Orchestra, and Bill Goodwin.
For America's Thursday Night Comedy Enjoyment, it's George and Gracie. And for America's everyday coffee drinking enjoyment, it's Maxwell House. Always good to the last drop.
Well, as we join the Burnses today, we find Gracie visiting at the home of her friend and neighbor, Blanche Morton.
Blanche, I dropped by to ask your advice about something. I've got a problem.
Yes, I know. What's he done now?
Oh, he hasn't done anything yet. But Saturday, he's going to have a birthday.
Oh, would you have a party?
Oh, no, no. Just the usual quiet celebration. George and me and a soggy cake.
Can't you bake a good cake?
Oh, the cake isn't soggy when I bake it. It's just that George has so many candles on his cake now, and he can't blow them out. He has to throw water on them.
I see.
Poor George. Every year, he has less and less wind and more candles. But this isn't solving my problem. What will I get for him?
Gracie, why don't you give George something different and original this birthday, like I gave Harry?
Oh, what did you give Harry?
Well, we have a movie camera, so I took pictures of our little one and called it A Day in the Life of Our Baby. And then I gave the film to Harry. Oh, was he surprised.
Why? Didn't he know you had a baby?
Of course, but the pictures were a surprise.
Oh, well, that's a wonderful idea, Blanche. But George's birthday is Saturday. I'm afraid I won't have time to have a baby by then.
No, huh?
No. You see, tomorrow I'll be busy all day with my bridge club.
Gracie, I only meant that a movie might be nice. Say, how about A Day in the Life of George Burns? We'll shoot movies of everything he does all day.
Oh, you won't need a movie camera for that, lad. You can catch it with the Kodak.
Spends a quiet day, huh?
Oh, I'll say. I wish I had movies of the day George proposed to me. Oh, there was a day in his life. A lot more life in his day.
Gracie, that's a great idea. Get someone to play the part of George, and you and he act out all the wonderful things that happened that day. Oh, what a movie that'll make.
Oh, yes. Do they censor home movies?
No, why? Was George pretty daring in those days?
Well, he was the Errol Flynn of vaudeville. What a sport. He wore all those buttons. You know, chicken inspector, grease barking. Oh, and he wore one button that said, Valentino is hot, but George Burns.
So nauseating.
Yeah, what? Wasn't he cute?
Well, who can we get to play the part of George when he was in vaudeville?
Well, that won't be easy, Blanche. He'll have to be a great singer, a great dancer, a great comedian, and a great lover. Now, where can we find a combination like that?
Let's ask Dean Kelly.
All right, maybe he'll know somebody. You know, he's a very good friend of ours.
No, I meant Dean Kelly could play the part of George.
Oh, Blanche, please, let's not send a boy to do a man's job.
Believe me, Gracie, if you can get Dean Kelly to play the part of George, grab him.
Well, he might have some of George's talents, but there's one thing that worries me.
What's that?
Can he dance as well as George?
Gracie, can a fish swim as well as a piece of lead?
Can a fish swim as well as a piece of lead? Do you need the answer right away?
Gracie, take my word for it. George would be flattered to have Gene Kelly take his place. What a surprise when he sees the movie.
Oh, I I know, Blanche, without giving away the secret, I'll find out how George feels about Gene Kelly. If he likes them, I'll give Kelly the break.
Break? Gracie, he's one of the biggest stars in Hollywood. Did you see the Three Musketeers?
Yeah, which one was he? Porthos, Amos, or Andy?
He was the kingfish.
Oh, well, I'll see you later, Blanche. George?
Yes, Gracie?
How do you feel about Gene Kelly?
He's a very good friend of ours. Why?
Well, I know that, but what do you think of him as a lover?
Well, this may surprise you, Gracie, but I've yet to neck with Gene Kelly.
Now, how about his talent? Do you think Gene Kelly is as good as you are in vaudeville?
As good? Are you kidding?
Well, is he?
Of course not. I could dance him off his feet.
Well, he dances pretty good in pictures.
Camera tricks. Shuffles his feet and the sound effects man makes the tap. Back in vaudeville, you had a habit. No retake. No angle shot. He just stood out there on the stage and threw it at the audience.
And sometimes they threw it right back.
That was only at the Jefferson.
Oh. Well.
I forgot the Fifth Avenue. And the Regent.
Uh-huh. How about the Royal?
The Royal, too.
Gene Kelly is pretty handsome, though. Don't you agree?
Yes, yes, he'll get by. But why all the sudden interest in Gene Kelly?
Nothing. You've got a birthday Saturday, and I just wanted to know if you liked him.
I like him, but for my birthday, I'd rather have a tie.
Well, that's all I wanted to know, dear. I'll see you later.
Goodbye, dear.
Oh, I hope Gene isn't too busy to do this for me.
Why, Gracie, how are you?
Hello, Gene. Because I want to make a home movie with another man playing the part of George. Naturally, I thought of you. Understand?
All but that one word, naturally.
Well, don't you think you and George have a great deal in common?
Well, we both put on our trousers one leg at a time.
I don't want you to play the George Burns you know. I want you to play the old George Burns.
That's the one I know.
No. I want you to play the George Burns of vaudeville day. We'll reenact the day he proposed to me, and then I'll give him the movie for his birthday.
Well, that's a sweet thought, Gracie, but why pick me? Did George dance in vaudeville?
Did he dance? He was the most realistic dancer you ever saw. When he did Off to Buffalo, you couldn't tell him from a buffalo.
Well, I still have that trouble. Well, all right, Gracie. I'll play the part of George in your home movie.
Oh, good. We'll go to the park and film the proposal scene. But first, you better have George teach you his dance step.
Well, why do we need that for the proposal scene?
Oh, well, when I said yes, he was so happy he went into his dance. And a crowd gathered and started throwing money at him. Oh, George got mad.
Well, I don't blame him at a romantic moment like that.
No, that wasn't it. A dime rolled down a crack and he couldn't get it.
Gracie, let's go have George show me that dance.
Now, don't tell him what it's for. I want this all to be a surprise. Promise you won't say anything.
Don't worry, Gracie. I'm going to be a mummy.
Really? Should you dance in your condition?
Well, I think it'll be all right. Let's go.
Well, look who I brought home with me, George. Gene Kelly.
Hello, Gene. It's good to see you.
Same here, George. Say, Gracie's been telling me about a dance that you did in vaudeville. Would you teach it to me?
Well, Gene, my dance steps were pretty tough. I don't know whether you can handle them.
Well, I'll try real hard.
My act used to stop the show, didn't it, Gracie?
Stop the show? It even closed the theaters. Nothing could follow you.
You're not kidding. You better make some coffee, Gracie. Kelly's going to learn my stuff. He'll be here for a long time.
All right, guess, doesn't he?
Now, Jean, I'll show you my act right from the top.
Wait a minute.
That's the introduction and the band. Now I go into my opening song.
Hear the steamboat whistle blowing. Honey, don't cry. When you know what time I'm going.
Just a minute, George. What's that? Well, what's that?
That's just a steamboat.
George, you better just show me the dance.
Well, later. Now I'll do the chorus and explain the gestures as I go along.
The gestures.
Now,
honey, my heart will pine for you.
Feet wide apart and hands behind you.
When the toil of day is through.
Cane over shoulder.
Every little star.
Right hand on lapel.
From afar.
Right hand in pocket with sunscreen.
We'll be shining just for
George,
you.
George, that's
my,
nice. No. Let's get to your dance step.
I had a million great steps.
Which one do you want to learn? Be your best one.
Your best one?
Sure.
You're really asking for it, eh, kid?
Okay, stand back and give me plenty of room. Now watch this.
One, two, three, four.
One, two, three, four. One, two.
Well, kid,
that was your best step.
Yeah. Think you can dig it?
I don't know. It's been buried a long time.
I doubt if you can handle it.
Handle that? Watch this.
I knew I'd have trouble. Now watch. I'll do it again and simplify it for you. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two. Okay, try it.
Well, now, wait a minute, George. How about this? Listen.
Well, this'll take longer than I thought. But you'll learn it if I have to do it 100 times.
Oh, no, not that.
Well, let's do it together.
Okay.
One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, again. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four.
It's still the season to button up your overcoat, but then that's no cause for worry. Who's afraid of Old Man Winter anyhow? A grand song hit of just 15 years ago has the perfect solution for all winter weather worriers. Now see if you can recognize the song from just the mellow harmony. To that we'll add this lovely counter melody for richness. Now we add the vigorous rhythm. And to round out this popular song, as you've always known and enjoyed it, we add the full-bodied melody. Yes, our musical weatherman reports it's June in January. Friends, you can see what it takes to create America's favorite music. The expert blending of not one, but many excellent musical parts. Well, it takes the same skill in blending to bring you the superb coffee that's bought and enjoyed by more Americans than any other brand, famous Maxwell House coffee. Flavor has made Maxwell House America's favorite brand of coffee. Mellow, satisfying, good to the last drop flavor no other coffee gives you. And expert blending is the reason. To create the rich, heartwarming flavor, our Maxwell House experts combine not one, but many choice coffees from fertile Latin American highlands. First, they select premium grades of Monazzali's coffees for mellowness. To these mellow-flavored coffees, fine Medellins are added for richness. But mellowness and richness are not enough, so other choice coffees are added for vigor. And then Booker Amangas coffees are added for fine, full body. This perfectly balanced Maxwell House blend is then radiant roasted to flavor perfection and brought to you vacuum packed and roaster fresh.
And because you folks on the West Coast really know and enjoy coffee at its best, Maxwell House is blended and roasted for you right here on the West Coast to satisfy your critical taste.
So why wait beyond tomorrow to discover all the extra flavor that's yours in every cup of America's favorite brand of coffee? Famous Maxwell House. Always good to the last drop.
Well, Jean, I called Blanche Morton and told her to meet us in the park with her movie camera. Where's George?
He's in the den, resting. He did that step of his three times and fell on his face.
Oh, well, come on, let's go.
Wait a minute, Gracie. To make this authentic, I should dress like George did when he danced in vaudeville. I can't keep on these clothes.
Well, you better keep them on. What kind of a dance do you think George did? He wasn't Gypsy Rose Burns.
No. I only meant that I should dig up an old-fashioned suit like George wore in those days.
Oh, well, we're in luck. George has still got that very suit he wore the day he proposed to me.
You're kidding. He saved that old thing?
Yes. You wait here. I'll go get him and take it off.
Gracie, won't that make him suspicious? After all, you want this movie to be a surprise.
Oh, don't worry, Gina. I'll be very shrewd and subtle. I'll get his clothes without making him the least bit suspicious. Hello, George.
Hello?
Reading the paper?
Uh-huh.
Lots of news, isn't it?
Sure is.
Well, enough of this conversation. Take off your clothes.
Take off my clothes?
Oh, too soon, huh? Did you read about the president?
Yeah.
Busy man, isn't he?
Uh-huh.
Well, that ought to do it. Take off your clothes.
What for?
George, this close to your birthday. Don't ask any questions.
Oh, you're going to get me a new suit, huh?
You don't have to do that. I've only worn this trunk for 17 years.
No, take it off, dear. I need it.
Okay. Guess I can always wear one of my old ones.
Come on, Jean. There's Blanche waiting for us over there by the tree. Why are you stumbling?
Look, Gracie, I don't mind wearing George's suit, but do I have to wear these old tap shoes of his? They don't fit me.
Oh, would you rather put on your own shoes?
I've got them on inside of these.
Well, do you think you'll be able to dance in George's shoes?
Dance in them? I could sleep in them.
Well, here's Blanche Morton. Blanche, this is Jean Kelly.
Always charmed to meet a lovely lady, Miss Morton.
You rascal.
She's not Miss Martin. She's married.
Stool pigeon.
Well, let's shoot the proposal thing. Now, what's the first thing George did?
Well, he kissed me, but we'll skip that.
Well, why?
Oh, I couldn't kiss another man.
But you want the picture to be authentic.
Oh. Well, all right, Jean. You can kiss me, but only on the lips.
On the lips.
Well, my forehead is sacred to George.
Your forehead. Let's film the scene.
I tell you, George, I saw it with my own eyes. As I drove through the park, there sat Gene Kelly with his arms around Gracie. No. Yeah. And then they kissed. Well, I was amazed. Why should Gracie go for another man?
Yeah. She's married to me.
Say, that explains it. How do you like that, Gene Kelly? I call him to sing like me, to dance like me. And what does he do? He steals my wife.
Well, one dirty trick deserves another.
You're a big help. George, if there's anything I can do, just let me know.
You can beat up Gene Kelly for me.
Don't hesitate, just name it.
I said you can beat up Gene Kelly for me.
Anything at all, ask me.
I'd like you to beat up Gene Kelly.
I'm yours to command, just tell me what I can do.
All you can do is chase women.
I heard that command and all of that.
Come in.
Hello, George. I rushed over.
Oh, hi, Bill.
Hi, Tob.
Toby, you're a big husky guy. Do you think you can beat up a certain movie star?
Sure. What's her name?
It's not a her. It's Gene Kelly.
Gene Kelly? Well, that's what I rushed over to tell you about, George. I was in the park and I saw him kiss Gracie.
You too?
No, he only kissed Gracie.
Well, this clinches it. Now I know why she was so interested in Gene Kelly this morning.
Hey, George, here comes Kelly up the walk. Holy smoke, why would Gracie go for a jerk who dresses like that? Look at that suit.
Yeah. That's the worst looking thing I ever... That's mine. The nerve of him. He not only takes my wife, my routine, but my best suit.
Look, listen, I know how to break up this romance. I'll get Gene Kelly to leave town.
How?
Never mind, I got an idea. Now, you guys wait in the other room.
Okay, come on.
Come in.
Bill, good one.
Gene Kelly. Listen, Gene, how would you like to leave town and go back to Broadway?
Well,
We'll team up. A great picture star is always a hit there.
Yeah?
People will mob the theater when they see that name and light. Bill Goodwin and Hooper. I'm Hooper? Yeah, you see, I don't dance.
Oh.
But I do a patter that'd be dynamite accompaniment for you.
But Bill, look.
Oh, it's solid, man. Now, dig this rhythm. East. Ice. Give me a piece of pipe. East. Off.
Yeah.
Give me a cup of coffee. Maxwell House. Maxwell House.
Yeah.
Maxwell House is the coffee for me.
Yeah.
Rich, mellow, really delish. Maxwell House is my favorite dish. Listen, boy, and I'll tell you what it's made of. It's made of, parlayed of, the very best made of. Coffee beans from the land of the Conga. Man is Alice Madeline, Puka Ramanga. With other choice coffee, these all are planted to give you that flavor you savor in splendid. Maxwell House, Maxwell House, Maxwell House is the coffee for me. It's good to the drop, that's the last of all. And that little drop is the best of all. It's vacuum packed. It's roasted fresh. In the famous blue tin. Maxwell House is the coffee for me.
Yeah, you can say it again. Maxwell House is the coffee for me.
Gene, how about our act? Shall we sign a deal? Shall we sign a pact?
Well, Bill, we're a very nice pair, but I got a deal with the Louis B. Mayer.
Well, okay, slow, then I might as well go. Just give me a beat and I'll shut the door.
George, I heard the door slam. I guess Bill got rid of Gene Kelly.
Good. That home wrecker, making love to my wife. I'll go in and thank Bill. Bill, I want to thank...
Oh, it's you, Kelly.
Yeah, George.
Well, let me tell you something. I know all about the way you and Gracie were acting in the park.
You do? Oh, darn it, we didn't want you to find out.
I'll bet you didn't.
Well, gee, I hope it won't spoil your birthday.
That's darn nice of you.
Hello, George. Why, Gene, you got here first.
Yes, and I've got bad news for you. George knows what we were doing in the park.
Oh, George, you're so nosy. Now I'm mad at you.
You're mad at me?
It's a fine thing when a woman can't keep one little secret from her husband.
Yeah, I'm a dirty person. Gracie, did Gene talk you into this?
No, it was my idea. I needed a young man to take your place.
Take my place?
Yeah, she picked me because I can do all the things that you did 15 years ago.
I don't know what to say.
Well, the least you can say is thank you to Gene Kelly for doing such a good job.
Thank you, Gene Kelly.
Gracie, I can't believe that you could act that way.
But she wasn't a bit nervous, George. The people crowding around didn't bother her at all.
People were watching this?
Oh, dozens of them. When we finished our performance, we got up and took a bow.
Any encore? This should only happen in Hollywood.
Oh, we were great in the park, Gracie, but wait till George sees the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take a dozen. You took pictures?
Oh, well, don't act so surprised. You said you knew about the movie for your birthday present.
What movie?
Well, Gracie and I reenacted your proposal to her for your birthday present.
And there isn't a romance between you two?
Oh, George, you know there's no romance in my life. I'm married to you.
George, surely you didn't believe that Gracie would leave you for me.
Well, it looked like that.
Oh, how can you be so silly? I wouldn't leave you if you were the last man on earth. That didn't sound right, did it?
No, it didn't. But you can't blame me for being worried, Gracie. Just between you and me, this Gene Kelly is loaded.
Oh, jolly, he doesn't compare with you. Even Gene realizes that.
I do? I mean, I do. I do.
But, Gracie, he kissed you in the park. Does he kiss better than I do?
Oh, you're a much better singer.
But does he kiss better than I do?
You can dance rings around him.
Does he kiss better than I do?
You can act him off his feet.
But does he kiss better?
George, I can hold out longer than you can.
One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two.